Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Flower remedies for Jupiter and Mercury with Rahu Ketu aspects in the third house. The third house governs communication, intellect, short-distance travel, siblings, courage, and initiative. It influences our communication style, mental agility, self-expression, and how we interact with our immediate environment. When Jupiter or Mercury is positioned in the third house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, it can lead to imbalances in communication, over-intellectualization, or mental restlessness. Below is a detailed analysis of how Bach flower remedies can help address these imbalances. Nash. Third house overview. Jupiter represents wisdom, expansion, higher knowledge, and optimism. In the third house, it influences communication, intellectual growth, and curiosity for knowledge. Mercury governs communication, intelligence, mental clarity, and nervous energy. In the third house, it affects speech, writing, and day-to-day communication with siblings or within one's social circle. Rahu's influence causes confusion, heightened desires, and an obsession with intellectual matters. Rahu can amplify communication or cause excessive mental activity. Ketu's influence leads to detachment, lack of focus, or emotional numbness, often causing challenges in communication or intellectual pursuits. Suggested Bach flower remedies. Based on the planetary characteristics of Jupiter and Mercury and the potential mental and emotional imbalances caused by Rahu or Ketu, the following Bach flower remedies can help manage communication and intellectual challenges in the third house. If Jupiter is influenced by Rahu in the third house, heather, for people who dominate conversations, seeking attention and validation from others. Rahu can make Jupiter's expansive nature overly dominating in communication, making one self-centered. Agrimony, for those who hide inner intellectual conflicts or emotional turmoil behind a cheerful exterior. Rahu's influence on Jupiter in the third house can create internal unrest while projecting confidence in communication. White chestnut, for obsessive thoughts, especially when Jupiter's desire for knowledge and Rahu's amplification of intellectual curiosity create mental overactivity. Impatience, for impatience and frustration when communicating. Rahu can make individuals overly eager in expressing their thoughts, leading to rushed speech and frustration with others. If Jupiter is influenced by Ketu in the third house, water violet, for those who become aloof or emotionally detached in conversations. Ketu's influence may cause Jupiter to withdraw from communication or intellectual engagement. Wild rose, for apathy or lack of enthusiasm in intellectual pursuits. Ketu's detachment can cause a lack of interest in communication or learning. Pine, for feelings of guilt or inadequacy in communication, particularly when Jupiter's usual expansiveness is dampened by Ketu's limiting influence. Olive, for mental exhaustion caused by trying to manage intellectual or communication efforts when Ketu drains Jupiter's natural energy for expression. If Mercury is influenced by Rahu in the third house, Mimulus, for specific fears related to communication, intellectual activity, or social interaction, Rahu's influence on Mercury can heighten fears around public speaking or self-expression. White chestnut, for obsessive or racing thoughts, which Rahu can amplify in Mercury's realm of communication, leading to nervous mental activity and difficulty focusing. Aspen, for vague fears or anxieties, especially related to mental or intellectual activities, Rahu can create ungrounded fears or worries in the mind. Clematis, for detachment from reality, especially when Rahu causes Mercury to lose focus or become distracted by fantasies or mental escapism. If Mercury is influenced by Ketu in the third house, Wild Rose, for emotional resignation and apathy toward intellectual pursuits or communication. Ketu's influence may cause Mercury to become disconnected from curiosity or learning. Star of Bethlehem, for unresolved intellectual or emotional trauma related to communication, especially when Ketu's influence brings subconscious issues to the surface. Gentian, for discouragement and pessimism in intellectual endeavors or social interactions, often caused by Ketu's detachment. Olive, for mental fatigue or burnout, particularly when Ketu drains Mercury's nervous energy and causes a loss of motivation in learning or communication. General remedies for third house imbalances, communication, intellect, and interaction. Walnut, for protection from external influences and helping to manage emotional and mental transitions, especially during intellectual growth or challenges in communication. Hornbeam, for mental and emotional fatigue caused by the demands of intellectual work, communication, or interaction with siblings or neighbors. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence. For mental obsession, anxiety, and overactivity. Heather, agrimony, white chestnut. Mimulus. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence. For emotional detachment, numbness, and resignation. Water violet, wild rose, pine, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Jupiter-Mercury in the third house. For balancing intellectual curiosity, communication, and mental clarity. Gentian, olive, impatience, heather. Conclusion. When Jupiter or Mercury is placed in the third house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, individuals may experience challenges in communication, intellectual pursuits, and relationships with siblings or peers. Baksh flower remedies such as heather for attention seeking, mimulus for communication related fears, water violet for detachment, and star of Bethlehem for emotional trauma can help restore balance and promote healthy communication, mental clarity, and intellectual engagement. These remedies support the management of Rahu's amplification and Ketu's detachment, fostering emotional and intellectual harmony. Flower remedies for Venus and Moon with Rahu-Ketu aspects in the fourth house. When Venus or the Moon is placed in the fourth house with aspects from Rahu or Ketu, the emotional, mental, and physical well-being of an individual is deeply impacted, particularly concerning the chest, lungs, heart, and mind. The fourth house governs inner peace, emotional security, happiness, the heart and water retention, and Rahu and Ketu tend to create imbalances in these areas. Below is an analysis of bark flower remedies that could be beneficial for individuals with Venus or Moon in the fourth house under the influence of Rahu or Ketu. Fourth house overview. Venus influences love, relationships, beauty and emotions. In the fourth house, Venus affects emotional well-being, happiness, home life and the chest lungs. Moon governs emotions, intuition, and the subconscious mind. In the fourth house, the moon impacts emotional security, mental peace, and the functioning of the heart and lungs. Rahu's influence causes emotional excess, obsession, and anxiety, leading to psychological imbalances and intense emotional reactions. Ketu's influence brings emotional detachment, confusion, and suppression, leading to feelings of numbness or a lack of emotional fulfillment. Suggested Baksh flower remedies. Based on the planetary dynamics, the following combinations of bark flower remedies are beneficial for emotional stability and mental clarity for individuals with Venus or the Moon in the fourth house, influenced by Rahu or Ketu. If Venus is influenced by Rahu in the fourth house, chicory, for possessiveness and emotional manipulation in relationships. Rahu can make Venus overly indulgent in desires, leading to attachment issues in the home or family. Cherry plum, for fear of losing emotional control, which can manifest as compulsive or erratic behavior in relationships or emotional life. Agrimony, for hiding inner turmoil behind a facade of happiness, which can occur when Rahu intensifies Venus's need for emotional security, causing internal anxiety. Holly, to address jealousy or envy, especially if Rahu amplifies feelings of insecurity in the home or in relationships, leading to possessiveness or suspicion. If Venus is influenced by Ketu in the fourth house, water violet, for emotional detachment and isolation. Ketu's influence on Venus can lead to emotional coldness, making it difficult to connect with loved ones. Mustard, for deep unexplained bouts of sadness or depression, often arising when Ketu's detachment causes Venus to feel emotionally isolated or unsupported. Pine, for feelings of guilt or self-blame regarding home or relationships, helping individuals to release unnecessary emotional burdens caused by Ketu's influence. Crabapple, for issues with self-image or feelings of imperfection in relationships, especially when Venus in the fourth house is tied to concerns over beauty or emotional purity. If Moon is influenced by Rahu in the fourth house, Mimulus, for specific fears and anxieties, especially those concerning family, emotional security, or health. Rahu's influence on the Moon can create irrational fears related to emotional vulnerability. White chestnut, for obsessive, repetitive thoughts or emotional loops, which are common when Rahu clouds the mind with intrusive thoughts and excessive emotional analysis. Aspen, for vague, unexplainable fears or emotional unrest, which Rahu may exacerbate by heightening the Moon's sensitivity to subconscious fears. Clematis, for emotional and mental detachment from reality, especially if Rahu causes a tendency to daydream or emotionally withdraw as a coping mechanism. If Moon is influenced by Ketu in the fourth house, Wild Rose, for emotional resignation and apathy, often manifesting when Ketu's influence leads to emotional withdrawal or a lack of interest in family and home life. Star of Bethlehem, for emotional trauma or grief, particularly when Ketu's influence brings unresolved emotional pain to the surface, causing emotional numbness. Gentian, to combat discouragement and negativity, helping restore emotional resilience when Ketu causes a sense of hopelessness or withdrawal from emotional connection. Olive, for emotional and mental exhaustion, particularly when the Moon's energy is depleted due to Ketu's suppressive influence, leading to emotional fatigue and low vitality. General remedies for fourth house imbalances, heart, lungs, and emotional well-being. Heather, for emotional neediness or self-centered behavior, particularly when Venus or Moon's placement in the fourth house makes the individual overly reliant on others for emotional support. Walnut, to protect against external influences and provide stability during emotional transitions, helping to manage the emotional effects of planetary aspects in the fourth house. For mental and emotional fatigue, especially when overwhelmed by family responsibilities or emotional challenges in the home environment. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence. For emotional excess, obsession and fear, chicory, cherry plum, mimulus, white chestnut. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence. For emotional detachment, numbness and resignation, water violet, mustard, wild rose, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Venus Moon in the fourth house, for emotional sensitivity, self-image and family dynamics, pine, crabapple, gentian, olive. Conclusion. When Venus or the Moon is placed in the fourth house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, emotional and psychological imbalances related to family, home life and emotional security are common. By incorporating specific Buck flower remedies, such as chicory for possessiveness, Mimulus for fears, water violet for detachment, and Star of Bethlehem for trauma, individuals can find emotional balance, heal emotional wounds, and restore peace within the home and personal life. These remedies will help mitigate Rahu's emotional intensity and Ketu's detachment, fostering emotional resilience and harmony.